Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's finally here. It is an FBF Friday, and Nick and I are back for the second day of what's going to be a long road trip for Barry Laminack. So Nick and I are going to be handling our business here from the studio as
That's
we
right.
get you ready for the big weekend. Nick, what's that song that you had warming up in the bullpen?
No Barry Laminack today. It's just me and you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you feel like sometimes you want to be in a situation where you can eliminate the outside forces and be all by yourself.
You guys.
Wait, what's
guys
that voice?
Sweet.
Oh, he's on the show today.
Is that someone on the line?
I hate you guys. I'm totally not in the mood for this. I am so miserable right now.
Dude, you sound hammered.
That's
right
because
now.
You were in a gay bar trying to find Wi-Fi last night.
I drank all the whiskey in Kansas last night, and I am paying for it. I am so miserable today.
You don't sound very well. Let me just say that.
I feel about as good as I sound then. Drinking is a young man's game. I've discovered as of last night, and I am not a young man. This feels really appropriate for me right now.
It's either you in your hotel room or how we feel in the studio.
Yeah, that was me laying in bed at 11 o'clock this morning in the condo just going, you know, I should just call in. I just don't feel this.
I mean, Nick was out of the pen and throwing nothing but darts yesterday. He was on fire yesterday, yep. But I was thinking you just warm up the iron and heat up some pizza, and you'll be fine by the time showtime comes around tonight.
No, we're sharing an iron, and I'm not doing that. No.
Like, Barry's never sounded like this on game day, on The Usual Suspects.
I don't know that I've ever remembered him sick either, but this is as bad as I've heard him.
You sound like me on game day.
Yeah, now I know what you feel like every Sunday when you roll in all. Like, I'm at the point where I still have enough alcohol in my system that I don't have a headache, but I didn't, thank goodness, I didn't barf last night or this morning, but I can't do any sudden head movement. Like, I can't move quick at all.
So you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can't do the hippie dance on the dance floor where you just start shaking your head all around and with all that.
No,
hair.
I would vomit and fall.
I'd try it then. I'd give it a good shot. I would just crank up some tunes and give it one go.
No?
No?
I'm not doing it. You want me to tell you about my night?
Yeah, I was going to say. So how did we get to this point?
So after the show, the host, Megan, was like, hey, you guys want to go out and, you know, drink and have some fun in Wichita? I was like, okay, well, that sounds like an oxymoron, but all right. So she takes us to this bar called Rain. And Rain, they had karaoke going. Rain is a gay bar, and I did not know that. It was cool. I mean, we just sat outside on a porch, but the bartender, whose name is Storm, which I really feel like they're making this up, but Storm was the bartender, and I was bored at this bar other than the drinking. So I was like, hey, Storm, y'all got Wi-Fi? And he's like, yeah. So the Wi-Fi password is Bette Midler at a gay bar, which isn't surprising at all. I guess Cher isn't
Cher, RuPaul, Liza Minnelli, or Bette Midler seems par for the course.
Well, I don't think Cher, that's only four letters, so you got to give something. But Bette Midler was perfect.
Wow.
And then for some reason, Storm offered up some advice to our merry band of travelers. He was like, you know, I never take my socks off if I'm not staying. I was like, where did that come from? Like, what? Why are you giving? Yeah, this is apparently Storm's motto that he lives by.
And you needed Wi-Fi like, in a gay bar for porn or video or?
No, just to do something. I was bored. I was just drinking.
That's what I mean.
It was karaoke, and I'm not singing. I'm not doing karaoke, so I was bored.
Well, think about it. The karaoke opportunity with a bartender named Storm in a club named Rain. Nick, what song could Barry have gone to? Just saying, man. It's there for you if you need it.
Oh, why did I not see this coming? That was a poor choice of words.
Oh, yes, it was. The lightning after the storm.
Yeah.
So after Bette Midler.
Yeah. So then we left.
Keeping your socks on.
And we went to another bar, which was just a regular bar. And there was a taco truck out there. And this chick's like, oh, yeah, they've got great, amazing burritos. And the only thing they had a salmon bagel and a banh mi burrito. And I was like, what? None of this computes, but I was so drunk by then and it didn't matter. So I ate this banh mi burrito from a taco truck in Wichita. And I'm pretty sure that's part of why I feel so bad this morning.
Yeesh.
But I asked because I was like, well, can we just go get Jack in the Box? She was like, it's a 2-hour drive. I was like, what? There's no Jack in the Box in Wichita, Kansas. She was like, no, there's no Jack in the Box here. Like, I feel like I've
How long
back
are you there?
Till Tuesday.
Well, you better start, like, binge watching a whole bunch of things off of your computer, or either that or just take your socks off and get back in the rain. Wow.
So then I wake up this morning to get the wallet out of my jeans, and my jeans are muddy. And I'm like, I don't remember being in the mud. What was all that about? No idea why my jeans are all muddy. And my arm is sore. And then, before you say anything, Joel.
I'm already talking to Nick.
I remember why my arm is sore because we played an imaginary game of catch in the condo. I have no idea why. No glove, no ball. And I threw my arm out playing an imaginary game of catch. I have no idea why we did that. That's the games that drunk people play, I guess.
So let me piece this together, though. Gay bar.
Yeah.
Muddy jeans.
Yeah.
Don't recall sore playing arm. In the mud.
Sore arm.
Sore arm and playing ball with imaginary balls.
Playing catch with imaginary with
Same
an imaginary
difference.
Ball.
Same difference.
Yeah, you had to sneak one extra in there. I get it.
Well, I just, you know. Wow.
So that was my night. That was my night, and I feel so bad. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm still a little drunk.
So how are you
going
to handle tonight?
I'm done here, I'm going to go do the sports talk show here in Wichita for a segment or two. And then I'm going home and going to bed. And the condo is in the club. So I literally just walk out a door, and I'm right there in the club. So I don't go on until 7:30. I'm sleeping until 7. Forget all this.
Wow. That's pretty cool, though, that you're right on top of the club.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Now, the club isn't Rain.
Nice little condo. No, it's not Club Rain. No.
I was going to say, because the thunder from down under coming from above, Barry Laminack at 7:30, coming right downstairs into the fray.
But think about this, though. Think about this. We're in the Bible Belt, which I assume that everyone in the Bible Belt is fat. I just assume it's like the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the Bible Belt. There's no Jack in the Box, but there's a gay bar. That makes
that
no
is
sense.
Crazy.
To me.
That's
this
ridiculous.
This whole city is backwards.
Nick said
understand.
It sounded a lot like Beaumont.
No, I did not.
Oh boy.
No,
yeah, he did.
Not.
I mean, yesterday, Barry, believe me, they were coming after him.
But couple got my back. I got a couple bodyguards.
Caller
out there
called
in
to
Beaumont
say,
now.
Nick, let us know when you're in Beaumont, and I got you, which was nice.
Oh. Okay, like he got your back. I thought he meant like he was going to fight you.
No. He was siding. He said Nick's not wrong about Beaumont.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to the presser? Are we sending
That would
anyone?
Be us being in two places at once since it's
No, I mean, are we sending anyone?
Yes, we've sent three people. And after this first segment, Jenny Dalcreach from the Chronicle will join us. She's already down there, and she has written an article all about Mello, which now may not be happening, and is right on top of everything with CP3. So we can get to all that. And, oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw the pitching matchups, but they're so gaga over Chris Paul that he's actually taking the mound tonight for the Astros. He's throwing out the first pitch. So it is CP3 day in H-Town.
Yeah. It is CP3 day, so that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, next thing you know, he's going to be running for office. But at least he's here, so we've got that to talk about. And the one thing I want to say to all three of us, and we're not done with the week yet, but congratulations to us. In the toughest week of sports radio, we didn't do one poll, we didn't do one Mount Rushmore, we didn't do one top 10, and we didn't try and milk anything to save us for an entire day of radio. None so I'm very generic. Proud of us.
What was your Mount Rushmore of segments we did this week?
No? I'd have to think about it. There's so many good ones, I'll have to get back to you on that. But, I mean, this one right here might top them all. Just for the production value of getting two songs out of Nick in one segment on time, bad. I don't know, that was pretty valuable.
We got a story from Joel coming up, too. He's not saving dogs now. He's saving wildlife.
I'm just saving the world one animal at a time, Barry. All right, so Jenny Dow Creech next with us from the Houston Chronicle. She'll be talking about all things CP3, Mello, and otherwise. And also a full 3 hours of all three of us, well, at least 2.5, as Barry tries to settle the boiler room and clear the cobwebs. But we are here for you until 4 o'clock, the usual suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It is Barry from Wichita, where he is the lineman for the county. You have to look that one up. That's a Glenn Campbell song. Nick and I in studio. And Jenny Dow Creech of the Houston Chronicle is joining us from the Big Sequoia Toyota Center down there where it is headquartering CP3 Day in H-Town. Is Jenny with us, Nick?
Yeah.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You got Barry from Wichita. Don't ask. It's a long story, but he's here.
All right.
And I'm here as well. And we're happy that you are joining us. It's if you want to follow and you're not already following, excuse me, easy for me to say, you should follow Jenny Dial Creech at Jenny DialCreech on Twitter. Great follow. Lots of information, not just Rockets, but of course Astros and Texans. But today, mainly Astros and Texans take a backseat to your Rockets. Jenny, what's the atmosphere for CP3 Day in H-Town?
Yeah, I just pulled up, and there is a very, very long line of people already, more than I expected. So I think it's safe to say people are excited that he's in town.
Now, you wrote an article this week that if people missed it, they can go back and research it on the net and find it. But a great article about bringing Carmelo Anthony to H-Town. And now it seems like all indications are that's been put on the back burner since the Knicks hired a GM. What's your take on what's going on now after pretty much everybody saying everything from the 2-yard line heading into it's a done deal to now Melo being back burnered for the Rockets?
I still wouldn't be surprised if this happens. I just don't know. When? I mean, I know the Knicks want a chance to talk to him, but when you've had the Knicks talking like they want to unload him, and then you've had Carmelo talking about how excited he'd be to go play somewhere else, what's the atmosphere going to be like if he actually stays with the Knicks? Do they really need more drama with that situation? So I still see him leaving, but like you said, everything is sort of on pause right now, and, you know, we'll see what happens. It's the same kind of thing a couple of years ago when people thought Carmelo might come here. Plenty of drama, plenty to talk about, and just a whole lot of waiting to see if anything happened.
So what does this mean for Rockets fans, for the organization? Daryl Morey, I mean, you're sitting here and you're working your tail off. You've already given up a lot of assets for Chris Paul. Now you're trying to find the right combination of teams and assets to try and get Carmelo Anthony. From what you're hearing, was it just Ryan Anderson that was being dangled out there? Because we had heard reports that the Knicks might want Trevor Ariza, Clint Capella, and other players from the Rockets. It just seems like they've already given up so much that you don't want to give up and mortgage the farm too much just for your starting lineup if it takes that much to get Melo.
I agree with you. I mean, I think anyone could live with Ryan Anderson going. I mean, no offense to him. I just think that if you're going to bring in Carmelo, you don't need him too. I think that makes sense. There are certain people that I think you cannot let go of, and you just mentioned a couple of them. I would not let Trevor Ariza off this team. I think he brings too much to the locker room, quite frankly. I think that his veteran leadership, he's a guy who's won a title before. He's all business all the time. I think he's too important to the team. And also, on a team with that many guys that can score, you do need a defensive presence, and I think he's one of the best at that. I also think you cannot let go of Clint Capella. The ceiling's too high there. They've invested too much in trying to develop him into a center, and he's gotten better every single year. I think that he's going to be really good. He's a guy who would have a very good career in this league. So I wouldn't let him go. And then the number one guy, you know, aside from the obvious, Harden and Chris Paul aren't going anywhere, clearly. But the number one guy I wouldn't let go of is Eric Gordon. I just, after the year he had and what he brought to the team and the way that he helped make that D'Antoni offense work, you cannot let go of that guy. So it does make you look at what you have left. I know that there have been a couple of guys picked up with non-guaranteed contracts. And of course, there's Ryan Anderson, and you probably have some picks to play with down the road, but I wouldn't let go of too much. I think that's why they need that fourth team involved to make this work, because you have to get someone who needs a Ryan Anderson on their team, and the Knicks have Porzingis. They don't need Ryan Anderson.
Well, and the thing is, I've said all along, the challenge becomes, who wants to pay Ryan Anderson $20 million a year for the next 3 years? I mean, that's the million-dollar question, no pun intended, but 20 million times over. And then from the standpoint of the Rockets, Jenny, if they can't make this work, and I know Rockets fans don't want to hear that, where do they go from here? Or do they still try and see if there's a stone yet unturned to try and find somebody else? Do you just say, hey, Rhino, sorry we had to dangle you out there, but you come on back and the system's still perfect for you? And do they feel like they have enough?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about a guy like Ryan Anderson, and I do like Ryan Anderson. I think there is some upside there. I just think we didn't see it all year. We just saw it in spurts too much. If he was more consistent, I think we're having a different conversation right now. The consistency wasn't there. There's absolutely nothing wrong with keeping him on the team. And he's a pro. He's been around the league forever. I don't think he's going to take this personally. I don't think most guys do at this point in their career. They understand that it's a business, and he seems pretty mature from all my dealings with him. So I don't think that you'd have any drama or animosity there. But knowing Daryl Morey, of course he's going to go see what else is out there, what's still available. This has been such an interesting free agency period. You know, the way the league is trending toward the super team, everyone's trying to build that. He's, of course, going to see if there's still anything out there that he can do, you know, that's going to make the Rockets better, because everyone is competing to beat the Warriors at this point. And the Rockets right now are probably a piece, maybe two, away from being able to do that on a consistent basis.
Well, and then the wrinkle amongst all other wrinkles, excuse me, you mentioned getting another team involved, maybe two, to try and get the assets the Knicks want, to get the Rockets what they want, and get everybody else happy in some regard so that they don't have to give up too much. But now with the Knicks selecting a general manager, a trade had to be made with Sacramento. They gave up money and a second-round pick. But what people don't realize is with the new CBA, that means the Knicks and Kings cannot make another deal for a whole year, and that includes being involved in a 3- or 4-way deal, which means one of the teams that had been rumored to be a team that could help them out with cap space was Sacramento. Now they're out. How does all of this with what is happening with the Knicks and now with the deal with the Kings alter any deal maybe in the near future?
Yeah, I was, you know, when we saw some reports of that yesterday about the general manager in Sacramento, and you know, I wondered what that meant, because there were rumors about Sacramento being involved. But, I mean, all it really means now is, again, you find that other team. But you do wonder, you know, we heard late last night that things were on hold, that things had paused. You do wonder, did that have something to do with that? Did that mean that the Kings were the other team that was close? So now I think you're just sort of shopping out to other teams to see who's involved. And when I look around the league and I think about where Ryan Anderson fits, there really are a lot of systems he does fit well in. But like you said, it's who needs that and who wants to pay that.
So you covered the fact that they're still a piece or two away from being able to be on the level with the Warriors. But as they try and get there, this move today and bringing Chris Paul in, the questions that everybody has is there enough ball to go around with Harden? And then everything from my sources in L.A. have told me, you know, he is the most dominant locker room force next to Kobe Bryant. And that rubbed guys the wrong way in that locker room. How's all this going to play out with the Rockets?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the basketball part of me says if everyone just buys in, if everyone does what D'Antoni says, it's going to be a lot of fun and it's going to look really good. I think of, like, a Kyrie-LeBron kind of a thing, the way the Cavs can really facilitate through LeBron James. Obviously, the Rockets can do that with James Harden. And it frees LeBron up at certain times to sort of make those impossible shots that we all love. Harden does that even more than LeBron. So if you're taking some pressure off of him, I think Chris Paul relieves, in some of those plays, he relieves James Harden and makes those impossible shots more possible. I also think you just tweak the rotation a little bit. You start them both together. You start Chris Paul at the one, and then you can sub him out early for Gordon, slide James Harden over to the one. Gordon comes in at shooting guard, and they're right back where they were last year. And now you've created a situation for yourself where you can always either have Chris Paul or James Harden on the court, which is fantastic. So, in the perfect world where everything goes well, it looks great. But you do have to wonder. We know this about Chris Paul. We've watched him long. I mean, since he was in college, honestly. Yeah. He's always been the guy that's going to get in your face, whether you're his coach or teammate or whoever, if he doesn't think that you're working as hard as he does. And in a lot of ways, I like that. I mean, that appeals to me. That does not appeal to everyone, certainly. And so you have to wonder, when James Harden misses a defensive assignment and Chris Paul is in his face, is Harden going to be like, oh, yeah, that's my buddy, it's fine? Or is he going to take it personally because, you know, he obviously carries an ego too? So That makes me wonder a lot. I think it works fine with D'Antoni. I think he's such a good player's coach. Like, the guys respond to him well. He seems to manage personalities pretty well. Like, he's pretty laid back. But the Harden and Chris Paul thing is something I'm really curious to see, because Chris Paul is not going to change his stripes after all these years. And he's going to tell Harden when he's not happy with the way he's playing.
Yeah, it's one thing when you're in the club in Vegas to say, man, we should play together, it'd be awesome. And another thing when you're in a 2-point game with a minute to play against, you know, the Warriors, and you're not getting back on defense. So that'll be interesting to see. I know you got a lot to do, but we really do appreciate you spending some time with us. Again, it's at Jenny Dal Creech on Twitter. And if you can't get enough of her with the written word and or hearing her on our station, make sure you check the show out on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. after our Sports Sunday on Channel 2, as well as the Kron does a great job with that, with Jerome Solomon and Jenny and others. So, Jenny, thanks for spending some time with us, and make sure you get the confetti ready for CP3 Day in Houston.
All right, will do. Thanks a bunch.
Jenny Dal Creech right there. All right, well, Barry will join us in just a second. We'll continue to roll on with the show, The Usual Suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, Barry, Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5, and a guy that can't get enough of our show and cannot get enough of just being a part of every show on this network is one Raheel Ramzanali. And you know that he does the show with John Granato in the morning, and of course Dell. But we also know he's the jack of all trades, and all of them are about whoring for as many sponsorships as possible. And today he is out and about on a remote and making sure that everyone hears more of Raheel, because at the end of the day, he'll sell you a T-shirt that says that very thing. You can never get enough Raheel. Raheel is out plugging some Monster Energy, the Kick Summit that's going on, and of course, he just hung up on us. So we're going to try and get him back. In the meantime, Barry is on from Wichita, and Barry, well, what's up?
Can I tell you something disturbing that I saw on my drive? in.
Sure, but like did we just hear a toilet flush?
No, not over here.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's Raheel.
Yeah, I think that's Raheel.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. So, Barry, put that on hold. Nick says we're going to toss to Raheel. Raheel has now taken time out of his busy schedule to make time for us. Raheel, what's up, man? You're out and about again.
Yeah, I'm out at the Walmart in the Heights, 111 Yale Street. Stop on by. Monster Energy is out of here. They're handing out some free Monster Energy drinks. The H-Town Sneaker Summit is also here. You can enter for a chance to win custom Monster Energy shoes and also H-Town Sneaker Summit tickets. The event's on July 30th. You can get more information at htownsneakersummit.com. We're here until 2 o'clock giving away these great prizes. The ESPN promo team will be here until 4 p.m. So if you want to come out and win some prizes from them, you can definitely do that also. It's all right here at the Walmart in the Heights, 111 Yale Street. Stop on by. I'll be here for another 30 minutes or so, so come on by and say hi.
Hey, that's awesome. Get Barry and I some tickets because, you know, we do collect the kicks. So the Sneaker Summit sounds like an awesome deal, too. People should go for that as well. It's a great deal. All right, there you go. Raheel is always out and about. So we're going to have to see if we can get to that Sneaker Summit. They always got
When is it again?
It's at the end of the month. I think it's July 30th.
Oh, yeah. I might have to go to that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Fun. They used to have it at
I've never been to one.
Well, they used to have it at that big club / warehouse like building on the other side of 59 from the George R. Brown. And then it got so big that they actually started doing things with Toyota Center to kind of move it around because it is a big deal. It's really cool.
That's crazy. Yeah, I always see pictures and stuff. My buddy Mike the Truth goes all the time. So I always see his pictures. But yeah, it looks like they got a ton of stuff. You can find those hard to find, you know, sneakers that you don't trust. You get to look at, because I bought some before. And they were bootleg, and you don't know until you get them, and then it's a hassle. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to go out there.
Yeah, you know, El Jefe's parking on the curb right outside the front door in the unmarked, and he doesn't have to worry about paying for parking. All right, so okay, what's up now?
Yeah, let me tell you how disturbing the state of Oklahoma is. So I drive through, basically, obviously, to get to Kansas, and every construction zone, they have a sign up. And the sign says, watch out, don't hit our workers, $10,000 fine. I'm like, so it's just a fine if I hit a worker? There's no like attempted vehicular manslaughter. There's no murder charges. You just show up to court. You're like, okay, is this a chip reader or a swipe? All right, I'm out. And you're done. You hit a worker. You maybe kill him. $10,000 fine. You move on.
As long as you got a grill guard, you're good. It's a grill guard allows you to do everything and just pay the fine.
Like, not prison, just a fine. That's weird.
That is,
and everything's red. The dirt, every speck of dirt in that state is red, and I don't understand why. Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
I have, and even in Oklahoma City, even during the playoffs,
yeah,
it is as boring and dry and barren a city as I've been in. Salt Lake City and is close, but at least there's a lot of scenic natural beauty with the mountains and everything. But OKC, nothing naturally scenic about that. It's flat and it's boring.
Worse than Sacramento?
Yeah, I mean, in Sacramento, at least they have like a big mall. I mean, it's like and what's free is every night at dusk, the Michael Jackson Thriller video is recreated on the streets of Sacramento, where all the street people come out of the woodwork, yes, and they almost look like they're ready to. Vincent Price is ready to start narrating. Yeah, it's that's a bonus because if you're bored, you just walk down the street at about 8 o'clock at night. You can see a lot of magic happen.
Blake Adams on Twitter said, Barry, you sound like Fred Fowler when you're hungover. 713-780-3776.
You probably feel like Fred Fowler right now.
Oh, my God. I feel like a 57-year-old man. I do. Or however old he is. 51, 40.
I was going to say.
Fred's in way better shape than me. That's what's sad.
Well, I was listening to him yesterday when we left Truck Fitters, and he was talking about running an 8K yesterday in the heat, and that he's been trying to do something every day, getting back into it with biking on the weekends and running during the week. That's impressive.
Yeah, that sounds like more than I'd want to do right now, though.
You don't sound like we need to like do anything to convince the people. I think you're doing a good job of it.
A couple of people on the text line said that the reason Oklahoma is all red dirt is because of the clay in the soil.
Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. Maybe, I thought it was just stains from all the Indian tears. I don't know.
Oh, boy. I'm not touching it. But I do know you're in Tornado Alley, which is always exciting in itself.
Oh, yes. I know I've told that story. But have you ever been in a tornado before?
In Wisconsin, it's like a rite of passage. You're going to have several tornadoes and warnings in the summer. But I noticed when I got out of the Midwest that down here, chances are slim and none.
Yeah. So when I was driving in, I'm not sure if they were burning stuff in Oklahoma, which, I mean, you know, it's Oklahoma. So they're just like, whatever. I couldn't tell if it was a plume of smoke or a big twister, but there was something off in the distance. I was just like, no, I'm heading home. Either one of these is bad. Why am I driving towards this big thing, whatever it is off in the distance? So
sounds like either one of those is bad or a specialty drink at rain. The plume of smoke or the big twister. And, you know, if you forget about the rest of your night, you could have had the big twister.
I did have a shot called the Burt Reynolds when I was at Rain.
Oh, boy.
And
how'd that go?
Yeah.
First of all, I dare ask, you know, why is it called the Burt Reynolds?
That's what I asked. I was like, does this taste like a mustache? Like, right. What am I drinking here? And it's some butterscotch flavored shot. I don't know. I was
spice
already
rum
drunk.
And butter ripple?
Does I mean, sound... they could have put gasoline in a shot glass and I would have probably drank it at that point. You ever have one of those nights where you wake up the next morning and you're like, boy, I hope I didn't like shoot heroin last night, because I probably would have, just because I was like, whatever, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's either that or waking up and saying, God, how did I get mud on my pants when I wasn't playing in the mud?
Well, it did rain, so I know that was the cause. I just don't remember being around mud at any point last night. So something somewhere happened, obviously.
Let's start piecing it together, Chief. Did the mud smell?
No.
Okay, just checking. Smell. Hey, man, just checking. Mud. Nick is already taking notes on everything. All right, well, we'll let you get your thoughts together again. We'll start talking some baseball because the Astros get back at it tonight. We've got plenty more to get to. So we'll be right back to Barry in Wichita. Right now, I'll tell you about the great people at Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture, as you know, have been doing it in Houston for over 36 years. Now they have three fantastic locations to service you better. They have the Grand Parkway location between Katy and Sugarland. They have the Galleria location, Westheimer and Post Oak. And of course, the mainstay I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Right there where Max sits at the front door. He greets you. He puts you in the hands of his capable sales staff. They make sure that they identify what you're looking for and what you might be after, and then they make sure that they get you what you need, and you buy today, you get it tonight. That's how they do business at Gallery Furniture. No back order slips, solid wood American made living room and dining room furniture, pretty much furniture for every room in your house. And I can say that because in my house, all of our furniture comes from Gallery Furniture because it lasts, it's quality, it looks great. And you can always go back for more because you know you're going to get a great deal from great people at Gallery Furniture. Right now, plenty of sales and other promotions going on. None bigger than the Astros promotion, where if you buy $3,000 or more of bedroom furniture and the Astros win it all, you get it all for free. Details at galleryfurniture.com. But do yourself a favor. Go to one of the three gallery locations. And as Max says, no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight, because Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry with a weather report that calls for rain and more storms in Wichita via remote control. Nick and I in studio as we happy CP3 day, all of you, and welcome you back to the big show. Barry, before we get to my saving the world one animal at a time story, big news on some names that you and I have talked about quite a bit over the last month or so. Quintana goes from the White Sox to the Cubs, so there's one starting pitcher off the market. Now news that Pineda in New York needs Tommy John surgery, and this falls right into the category what we talked about in the last 2 weeks, which is the Astros better step up their game, because as more and more teams either find the need for starting pitching, i.e. the Dodgers and now the Yankees with starting pitchers with injuries, or the fact that guys start coming off the market, like Quintana going yesterday. Now, Sonny Gray seems to be in the crosshairs for the Cubs. That would yet take another one away, though it wouldn't break your heart. But are you a little concerned the Astros might want to step it up a little bit because of the fact that with every passing day, it seems like prices go up and the selection goes down?
Yeah, Eric Resendez has asked that question on Twitter, too, and to both of us. And, you know, the only thing that I could think of is that maybe the Astros feel like, you know, we've got the best record in the American League. We've already won 60 games. We want to make a move, but for the right price. We don't have to extend and overreach and, you know, give away too much to go out and get a guy. And, you know, they feel like, you know, these guys that they have in their farm system, pitcher wise, like Martez and Paulino, some of these guys are a year away. So if you're, you know, you wait and you go with what you've got, you haven't had a healthy rotation all year. Once you get that back, who knows? You maybe don't need one. So I'm not saying that this is what I think. I'm saying this might be what they're thinking. You know, we don't have to give away a ton if that's what the asking price is.
Well, and here's the other rumor out there is the fact that Ken Rosenthal and others are reporting that the Astros have been in deep conversation with the Tigers to get their left-handed reliever, Justin Wilson, who is a very team-friendly contract making under $3 million a year this year. And adding him might give you the ability to take a Chris Davinsky and put him in the rotation, or, you know, do some things with guys you already have and pieces that you already have that you know have been a part of this this whole thing, and just move them around a little bit, and maybe that gets you through. I'm not sure I'm sold on that and not getting a starting pitcher, but I do think, to what you had said earlier in some of our previous shows, that it's not a bad thing if they had a starter and a reliever. And you know, you and I both talked about a lack of confidence in Tony Sipp. A move like that, especially if it doesn't cost you too much, could really enhance your bullpen even more.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Wilson gives you the ability to extend that bullpen a little bit, right? Like, so it's almost like the Kansas City Royals of a couple of years ago, where once you hit the seventh inning, you're done. You know what I mean? When you run Wilson out there, yep, and Giles, and you can run Davinsky out there if that's who you feel like is the best, or if Harris is hot. Because, I mean, to me, Harris and Gregerson are so hot and cold. You never know. And if they're cold going into the playoffs, now what? You know, you've got to go from Davinsky to Giles, or cross your fingers that they don't just, you know, blow a lead. So it certainly gives them depth and quality depth. And, you know, if Giles is faltering and you know, shaky in the playoffs, Wilson's a guy that can come in and close for you. I mean, he's got, I think, 10 saves
this year. Yep. But so, where are you on this whole notion that a Davinsky or a Feliz, a starting pitcher in his previous life before getting to the big leagues, and he's had some spot starts for the Astros. And, of course, Davinsky, a guy who during the All-Star break does an interview and says, I want to win 300 games in the major leagues. I want to be a starting pitcher. Where are you on thinking those two guys might be able to jump into the rotation and do something?
Feliz, not as much. I mean, you know, early in the year I was saying, with all these injuries, I wouldn't mind if Chris Davinsky started. Of course, you lose that element that you have in the bullpen, but that element could be Brad Peacock, right? So I think I'm okay with Davinsky starting. I don't know if I like moving him from the role he's in, because he right now, in the role that he's in, there's not a whole lot of teams that have a Chris Davinsky. They can run out there, you know, if they're starters, they can pull the chute early on a starter and salvage the game. And a lot of guys don't have the bullpen to do that right now, and the Astros do. So you lose that, but, you know, you gain a quality arm in the rotation. I would personally not want to see them do that. I'd rather them go out and get a frontline starter, a one or a two or even a three, and add the depth to the rotation that way.
I've said this before, and I just stress it even more now to the people listening, is the fact that with Pineda getting a second opinion, but all signs pointing to him needing Tommy John surgery, and Urias already gone with the Dodgers. Now you're talking about teams that are in the mix that are going to be in the hunt for a starting pitcher. We thought that the Cubs might need to do something because their ERA of their starters is basically doubled from what it was a year ago at the same time. But you didn't expect them to kind of go after two. So to me, it's like you better start kicking the tires and shaking the trees of everybody out there and make sure you identify who are buyers, who are sellers, and who can you get into some conversation with. Because I just feel like, me personally, they still need to add a quality starter no matter what they do with the bullpen. And I don't want to try and makeshift. This is a time when you go for it. You got the best record in the American League. You're one game behind best record in baseball. And you don't get these opportunities very often. I just think they got to go for it more than that. And I think they can't lose focus on the fact that they're starting pitch. You can't rely on a guy like McHugh to come back and be quality. And even if he's quality, he's not a top three quality. He's kind of a 4-5 guy for you. So I personally think they still got to really focus hard on starting pitching.
Yeah, I don't think they'll stand pat. I would caution Astros fan that they might make some moves that you kind of look back and go, okay, ho-hum. Mm-hmm. But they've got to add some depth somewhere with all the injuries. So they might make a move. It just may not be that splash that I think most Houston fans are hoping for.
All right, well, that's Barry from Wichita, Joel and Nick here from studio, and we're going to continue to roll on. It's CP3 Day in Houston. We can talk some Rockets. The Knicks now acquiring a general manager, yes, acquiring one, and in the process have tabled any conversations of trading Carmelo Anthony, so we can talk about that. We've got a whole bunch more on the agenda, so if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, the HRP listener line, which you can get to us via call or text message. You can reach us on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And of course, we encourage you to download the app. Go to ESPN975.com. Make sure that you follow the right instructions to download the app and also listen live on your computer. Make sure you take us everywhere and can always hear us clear and concise in HD quality sound. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the great people at American Wheel and Tire. I've known Mike and Tammy Gus, the owners, for over 15 years, and they do remarkable work fast and at a fair price, and they're never going to screw you over. I think you know what I'm talking about. When you have a flat tire or something wrong with one of the wheels on your car, and you take it to one of those national chain stores, you end up trying to fix a flat when you come in, and you end up leaving with a huge bill and a whole bunch of things that they tell you was wrong when they weren't wrong, when you had no idea they were wrong in the first place, and you're scratching your head going, did I just get screwed there? Well, one thing you're never going to get is screwed at American Wheel and Tire. They're locally owned and operated. They believe in taking care of from the littlest to the biggest thing with honesty and complete customer satisfaction. They're at 290 and 34th Street, and they carry all types of tires and all kinds of rims, from factory rims to rims and tires if you really want to sport up your car. They also have custom and factory wheels, lift kits, off-road accessories. They do great work fast and at a fair price, and you will never get steered the wrong way if you go to American Wheel and Tire. Check them out, 290 at 34th Street. Their fantastic showroom also has two different VIP rooms. Check out the candy room. That's a pretty cool area. And also check out their big leather couches, their refreshments, and the big screen TVs while you look through the window and you can actually see your car being worked on. They are fantastic. Tell them Joel Blank sent you. American Wheel and Tire, 290 at 34th Street.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.